you're in search of a great new bottle of wine, or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
It's time to Sip and Chew. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Sip and Chew show with Mike and Stu. I'm Mike. And you're not.
That's right. You nailed it, boss.
Good morning, Leanne. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
She's got her orange shirt on. She's Miss Halloween today. All year round.
Miss Halloween every day.
Every day. Every day.
Every day.
I was scrolling Facebook last night, and here comes this picture of this scary doll. And I just knew right immediately it was Leanna's posting.
It was a Mike Bailey doll. And you got
that
scared.
Was real scary. That would have been real scary. So, well, good morning, everybody, on
morning.
This gloomy day.
Yesterday, well, thank you, buddy.
Yesterday was a beautiful day, and here we are, this gloominess today. And
I'm down with the gloomy.
I think somebody was looking out for me yesterday as I was trying to move. And But it kept it a little humid and warm for me going up and down those steps carrying them boxes.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yesterday was the first uncomfortable day. And it wasn't horribly uncomfortable. It's just the first time that I've worked since it got a little warm, and I'm still acclimated to the cooler temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
And another couple of weeks working out in the yard, I'll come back in and 72 won't feel hot anymore.
Yeah.
It'll feel cool. Right now, I walk in the house at 72, and I'm like, whoo, turn the oven on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm used to the winter stuff.
So I see.
I'm winterized.
The winter 72 is different than the summer 72,
yeah,
right?
It's just what you get used to, especially, you know, winter. I was also working in a cooler.
Yeah.
So it's going to be different getting used to heat this year, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway.
You watch any of the madness?
No, I don't watch any of that stuff.
You know that a team from right here in the state of Alabama is making a bid for the Elite Eight today.
I may watch that tonight. But
they're a very good team. Alabama has a very good team.
But
a lot of the Achilles heel of a 3-point shooting team like they are is you have cold nights.
You know what?
And when that happens in the tournament, you're out of the tournament. But they play defense so stink. It's like Saban coaches their defense.
You know what I enjoy? I enjoy women's softball a bit better than basketball.
Yeah. Well, I'm not joking, Leanna. He really gets into the women's College World Series.
And just,
I don't doubt it. Yeah. I could see why.
It's high energy. It's fast. It's, they're moving. And
it is a good brand.
I did not know this. And I'm probably just dumb to the fact that when those girls are slinging that arm around, especially the girls with the
healthy appetite,
hips
for winning.
Do you know that they when they come around with that arm right before they release the ball, they hit their hip with it to put a spin on it?
Huh?
They do. They when they come around, that's why they're coming so fast. They're hitting their hip with that ball, and it creates a spin.
A little spin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes it hard for...
I have a buddy in Nashville that played on the company softball team.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, he was a wicked slow pitch softball pitcher because he could do a knuckleball.
Hmm.
That ball would leave his hand, and you had no idea where it was going.
I did a knuckleball when I was a kid, but in regular baseball, it hurt my fingernails real bad to do it, but it worked. So, anyhoot.
You haven't seen it yet. We just received a text from David Calametti with a plate full of oysters, raw oysters, freshly shucked. Said, enjoying the fruits of the bayou yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Murder Point oysters from their BLB retail shop. They were harvested Thursday.
Where is BLB?
I don't know.
Retail shop at.
Probably going to be in the bio. Hey, David, if you can give us that information, you know, we both.
I was going to have grill oysters at my place until I got sick, but I still may do it if the oysters are still good and coming up because I'm looking at a grill.
Yeah.
A certain grill for them. And,
yeah. Now, you know this, and a lot of people don't. I currently have a former Best Chef Mobile rooming with me on a temporary basis.
How much are you charged?
Nothing, man. chefs take care of chefs, man.
Yeah.
And our good friend Carl Tilley, who was at Kitchen on George.
Yes.
3-4 years in a row, they were best restaurant in Mobile. Mm-hmm. That parlayed into him being best chef in Mobile. Balabatry right before the bridge. There's your answer. before New Orleans came calling. You know, the big leagues. Then had some, you know, the old saying, when mama calls.
Mama calls, that's right.
So they headed back up to Gadsden where the family is. Mm-hmm. Had some family stuff that they helped out with for a few years. Everything settled down, so they're heading back down here to the coast. And Carl's going to work for a distributor over in Ocean Springs. I'm very jealous. I'm jealous of him and Chris Sherrill both because they get Monday through Friday jobs. But got Carl down in the house. This is one of the best for folks who've only been, you know, been in this game of restauranting for the last 3 or 4 years. It's one of the best chefs on the Gulf Coast.
Yeah.
Carl is absolutely splendid. And here's what the insight, because I don't get the distributing stuff because I'm not in a restaurant, you know, doing daily business. What he's finding out from the distributor side now is there is no shrimp in America right now, domestic shrimp. They're tapped out. It's fixing to go through the roof.
What prices?
Yeah, because there's no shrimp.
I mean, where are they at?
They're still in the Gulf.
How come they're in the Gulf and...
COVID-19, the answer to every question of why something isn't something is COVID-19, folks. It affects absolutely everything.
Yeah.
The processing facilities don't have anybody in them.
Yeah.
They're or so backlogged.
S was the problem with pork and beef.
Yeah, during the holidays, chicken wings during the holiday, coming up on March Madness, Super Bowl, New Year's Eve, and all of that, chicken wings got scared. We had a nationwide chitlin shortage, folks.
Oh, my
God.
So
let's not. So if we're going to have more people that want chitlins than we actually have chitlins laying around.
I just can't believe that's a problem.
Well, it's not now. Holidays are over. It's not now.
Well, I was worried about that.
Yeah, but then you know shrimp's going to run out.
Darn.
You know, so... I'm not eating the Vietnamese stuff. Are you eating the Vietnamese stuff?
I won't.
Yeah, because you don't want aplastic anemia, which is what you get from eating imported shrimp.
I want to support America.
If you don't know what aplastic anemia is, if it's bad or not, that's what the radiation sickness gave Madame Curie when she discovered radiation. That's what the radiation sickness gave her, aplastic anemia. That's what killed her.
You're just that's full what of you all kind get. Of knowledge.
That is what you get from eating imported shrimp.
Yeah.
Chemicals that are going to give you aplastic anemia. Very dangerous form of anemia. Much worse than a standard anemia. Mm-hmm. As, you know, Madame Curie would tell you if she was still here. But, you know, she's not.
Obviously.
And I don't think the radiation had anything to do with the fact she's not here today, 120 years later.
Yeah, I mean.
In fact, it might be that if she were still here, it would be because of the radiation.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. That makes sense.
That's what you were rooting for. And she's the only woman I know walks in and goes, come on, let this be the radioactive spider. By the way, buddy.
Come on.
Dadgummit, another brown recluse.
I don't like him. I don't care.
Mike. Mike is not an arachnid person.
Oh.
Here's the thing.
He'll wreck a car to get away from Granddaddy Longlegs.
I like Granddaddy Longlegs. They're okay. Mm-hmm.
Depends on how you cook them.
In Boy Scout camp, when, you know, I've got my mosquito net over my bed and in the cabin or tent or whatever, and I'll let them stay in the top because when the mosquitoes get in,
right,
they'll catch them and they'll kill them up there, so they'll eat mosquitoes, so they don't bother me. It's like the typical garden spiders, not they don't bother me.
Okay,
as long as they stay where they're supposed to. But when they surprise me,
yeah.
And one day I was leaving 219. This is right after Todd had first opened 219,
which is a great place, by the way.
Great place.
Walk a block off of Dolphin.
I'm gonna tell you what. I love wedge salads, and there's nobody been able to match his wedge salad. I don't know what he does to it, but he puts some magic dust on it or something, and it's delicious. And I get
extra blue cheese and extra bacon.
I get almost the same thing every time, a couple gumbo in a wedge salad. But I got my car, And I thought my hair was just dropping down in my eyes. And I kept brushing back,
thing going again.
And so. I looked in the mirror, and it was a darn big old brown spider. I like to took two oak trees out on Government Street. It scared the heck out of me.
343-106. If you want to get in on the conversation, please send us as many pictures of spiders as you have. Or if you, that number.
Or if you got any spider, crunchy spider recipes.
Oh, yeah. Chocolate coming.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Elbows back.
All right, we're about to knock out the final best of the worst. Now, Leanna has requested a special, and I'm going to get together with David Hubble because he is the expert in the area. She wants to do a boudin tasting. So we'll get with David and find out what we need to really do that right. Have him come in.
Yeah.
And walk us through everything. He's far more knowledgeable on boudin than either one of us is. Mm-hmm. And we're just like, yeah, I like some boudin. That's cool. I like it spicy. Mike doesn't like it spicy. And that, you know, that's pretty much our boudin. But there's white boudin, there's black boudin, and it means blood.
I mean, uh-huh.
It's traditionally a blood sausage, but that's what the black ones would be. But the white ones are not. They're good old entrails and rice.
I think I've said this before on the show. I didn't understand boudin until I had somebody sit there with me and we split one open.
It's dirty rice.
And he explained it to me. And once I understood it, I liked it after I understood how it was made.
It is essentially dirty rice inside a casing. Yeah. Really, really good dirty rice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In fact, I have cheated on dirty rice before in the past. I'll get boudin, throw it in water and boil it to get it done and everything. And then I use the water to boil my rice. And then I split the boudin open and mix it back in.
Ah.
Just to get a good quick one going when I don't have gizzards and livers and stuff to start from scratch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great tip.
Yeah. So we're going to best of the worst today for the final time.
Uh-oh.
This is on Dewey round two. In the first round, we tried, you weren't here, three upstart Ondoeys.
Okay.
With the winner of those three being, oddly enough, from Pensacola, Florida, Broussard Bayou Company. It is here today, and it is taking on the most iconic Ondoey sausage from Louisiana and the most iconic Ondoey sausage from Alabama.
Mm. So, an Ondoey off.
I didn't know there was an
Ondoey off. Ondoey off.
Ondoey off.
I like that. You ought to coin that. Copyright.
Copyright. Sip it, you, Mike. And Steve. Boom. You were too slow, baby. We own it. Quick, send a tweet, Mike. That's official. So if you want to take the lids off and eat the sausage,
we're going
to
start with number one.
That's traditionally how it goes, Mike.
And he never brings any forks or toothpicks or anything.
I know. You know what? I buy the sausage. I get up early and I cook the sausage. I bring the sausage in. The least you could do is grab a napkin and a spork.
A spork.
A spork. A great adventure, by the way.
I had a great customer adventure. When I was quoting them, they wanted quotes on sporks. And I've never had, in 3 years I've been at Bay Paper Company, no one's yet asked me for a quote on sporks.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Smoky.
Mm-hmm. It's got everything you're looking for?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know what
the texture.
The mic's right there, Mike. Oh, you're trying to get away from the mic because you won't hear people chawing your cud.
Wow.
Pretty good? Liking it?
I like the whole mouthfeel of it, you know.
We should not be disappointed by any of these Ondoeys.
Right.
Because these are all heavy hitters now.
This hits all the taste buds in your mouth and on your palate.
Is that the one that
won
before?
We'll find out in a minute.
Okay.
Don't jump the gun, lady.
Hold your horses.
Yeah, I actually brought some napkins because you couldn't even be trounded on to do that, Mom.
You brought one.
I know. Check it. No. This is one of those that is divided into quarters,
I hate
right?
these. I hate these.
But look
quarters.
Quarters, yeah. But they got off on this roll. So one is two-thirds wide and one's one-third wide. The entire roll is like that. The
that
other
is so
roll,
weird.
Yeah, Brawny. I can't. I'll tell you right now, folks, there's Viva and everything else is crap. And that's how I look at paper towels. Oh, they don't have Viva? Viva? Get the cheapest thing then, because anything that's not Viva is equally crap.
Viva la Viva, la Viva.
But remember that song?
No, no, never heard it.
It was their commercial back in the 70s.
Well, you talk Viva about sausage. Viva.
Okay.
We get him started on commercials. He'll never stop.
Okay.
You want to eat that one?
Yeah. Are we ready?
Yeah. Well, okay. I don't know. Do you still have sausage in your mouth?
This is number two.
Number two. Very good, Mike. He's in order, folks.
This one looks coarser.
That one cooked a little longer.
That first one was good. You should have had that one last.
Dude, I put them in there random. I don't know. I don't know what's coming.
It tastes good, but...
Did I get it overcooked? Is it too crunchy?
No, I just think that the texture of it is a little different than the first one. The first one's texture was perfect.
It may have a little more fat. To me, it may have a little more fat in it.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, and a sausage should be fattier than like a... we've talked about, and we... tried them while you were on vacation. Country Pleasing Sausage out of Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And they do an 80-20 blend.
Alabama?
Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay.
There's
a
Jackson, Alabama. Jackson. Everybody else was here for it, Mike. They're caught up. But they do an 80-20 blend in the pork that's in their sausage, which is a lot leaner than any other sausage you get.
Yeah.
And it's noticeable. It makes a great sausage dog. It's really a great texture to put it in a bun. It's really terrific.
I can see it with onions and mustard, yellow mustard.
Yeller mustard?
Yellow.
Any mustard. Yeah. Any mustard.
Well, if you got a spicy sausage, I don't want to add a spicy mustard to it.
I'm not a sissy.
I'm a yellow mustard guy when it comes to corn.
Sounds like you just yellow. Sounds like you just yellow.
All right, hand out the third.
All right. Yeah.
Come on.
Well, hungry, man. Okay. And this is the third one. Now, let's talk real quick, because all three of them had a different look to them as well.
Yeah.
They're all drastically different in diameter.
There's hardly any smell to this one.
Uh-oh, she's losing her smell.
Uh-oh. Put your mask on.
That texture is more bologna-like.
Okay. I'm going to reveal for you, now that you're chewing on the third one, the first one...
Mm-hmm.
You nailed it. Was the Broussard brothers from Pensacola. The second one was Hall's.
Okay.
And then this is Manda.
Mm.
Now, if you're looking at traditional andouille, this Manda comes closest because it's not done in a pork or sheep casing. It is done in a beef casing so that it's much larger around. Other than that, there's not a whole lot of regulation in that, but for someone to nitpick.
Mm-hmm.
But they will nitpick, that's not real andouille. It's not big enough around. Mm-hmm. Does it taste the same? They all were good.
Yeah.
All good on, but...
they really were.
And you all had notes from different ones of them. And you keep that in mind, too, because depending on what you're doing. Because that Hall's, man, it flavors a gumbo or something that you put it in better than any other andouille I've used. It really is good at bringing that andouille flavor.
I can see that.
The Hall's is great for adding.
Mm-hmm. It's great. Red beans and rice is phenomenal with that.
I would imagine, yes.
The Manda, I'll tell you, of the three, that's my least favorite because of that bologna texture.
Yeah.
I don't want bologna in my sausage casing. If I want bologna, I'll eat bologna.
Yeah.
But that is, as we discussed before, that is the traditional European style, that much smoother press meat.
Mm-hmm.
The chunkier thing, that is... a southeastern thing.
Yeah.
And other parts of the country and other parts of the world may not care for it.
Yeah.
I could see like the southwest area, they would get in it too because, the people in the southwest are pretty much people from the south who, after the Civil War, went a little further west to get away from people that were coming there.
I mean, I still liked it. It tasted good.
Oh,
but
those are
texture.
Those are all three phenomenal andouilles. I mean, y'all didn't have a bad one today.
Oh, no. Those were all good.
Yeah. And we had a few sausages that I'd bring in. And I would set them up so that she could see the difference between these locally made sausages that we have and then the big corporate ones, Johnsonville and Oscar Mayer and Hillshire Farms. And that it really, when you had this artisan stuff, the other part of the country would call this sausage artisan. We call it sausage because this is what we're used to. This is what we have.
Yeah.
Kaneka, Halls, Monroe. Did some Monroe for somebody the other day that never had any. They were like, wow, that's really good. And I said, yeah, they'd probably be neck and neck with Kaneka in sales right now, but because their production is smaller, they're $2 a package more.
Yeah.
So the price is, you know.
Well, they got to pay the same amount for the ingredients.
Right, but see, Halls is producing so, or not Halls, but Kaneka's producing so much more that they're, you know, their cost to produce more. But the thing you have to worry about there is eventually they're going to hit a point, because every company does, where you get just big enough that you have to compromise things.
Yeah.
And when that happens, then it won't be as good.
Well,
you'll use cheaper hogs, you'll use unnatural casings, you'll start getting your casings from China if they're cheaper.
You see.
Which with bacon. Something right now is a deal, because casings have been, for a couple of years now, natural casings hard to get in the U.S. And sometimes China is the only way to get
those casings. You see bacon. Instead of it being 16 ounces now, it's 12 ounces.
Yeah.
14 ounces.
To keep the price from being
as noticeable. It's no different than corks. That's why they went to screw caps and synthetic corks. You can't find real cork hardly anymore.
Yeah.
And it takes a long time to grow cork.
Yeah. All right.
343-0106.
Hey, that's our phone number.
It is. That'll call us or text us there.
Texas, pictures of your spiders.
Eating andouille.
Superimposed over Mike sleeping.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu. Makes me forget
that. Bong, bing, bong, bang, bong. Mike is two pair of reading glasses on and a magnifying glass, doing the Charlie method, reading a text right now. Last night, I had the pleasure of going to a couple's home in Spanish Fort and cooking dinner for them and six friends, because they surprise birthday partied a friend of theirs who likes the fancy food stuff.
Nice.
And had a wonderful evening at the Dewberry's home in Spanish Fort. And Spanish Fort is a lovely town.
Oh, I love Spanish Fort.
Yeah, love Spanish Fort. And I just had a really good time with them. It was, they didn't want the full experience, Mike. Mm-hmm. They were like, we'll pay you extra to leave Mike at home. Now, they had some people in the group.
I was busy anyway.
Yeah, they had some people in the group who weren't drinkers, so they didn't want the full experience with the wine pairing. So we just did dinner, and they brought their Mick Ultra and wine and whatever they wanted. Everybody was just BYOB. Had a great evening, great kitchen. You would love his patio. Mm-hmm. It's got a big old smoker up on there.
Ooh.
Got a big green egg up there. Got a couple of grills. Mm-hmm. Got a refrigerator outside that is as old as you. And it works.
That old, huh?
Yeah. I pulled the, seriously, it was like a 40s or 50s, really. Just the antique. What was it, Art Nouveau style, where everything looked like a Cadillac fender?
Yeah.
And he pulled the old three-compartment sink and everything out of an old house that his family owned, and that's his outdoor kitchen sink. And
cool.
The counters that had been in their kitchen were a marble top with a corrugated tin on the front.
Yeah.
And when they redid the kitchen, he said, well, I'm not giving up a marble counter, so that's outside by the pool.
Well, hey,
It was a wonderful evening, great group. We had a wonderful time and passed out cards, and they all liked the idea and want to come back. And actually let me bring you with me.
Oh.
Yeah. So this was a spur-of-the-moment thing they put together like Wednesday. Cool. I'll tell you, Deborah Hodges from Hall Sausage sent me a text message. My business partner, the Dewberries, are fixing to give you a call. So I'm fishing. You know, I had a few hours in the afternoon. I spent the whole morning running errands, helping a buddy out. and I'm fishing. So I reel it in when she calls, you know, and I'm just sitting here with the rod and reel there, and the worm's just barely hanging in the water at the shore. While I'm talking to her, I catch a bass.
Ah.
Now, not a big one, yeah. 6 or 7 inches, and I just kind of did like that, slung him off the rod. But it was neat that I'm just sitting there on a phone call and I caught a fish. that's a cool thing.
Hey, Fred from Sims wants to
know. Sims.
Does Kaneka Sausage use anything made in China to produce their products?
The pork is going to come from Alabama. But like I was talking about, the casings, yeah. And this is every single person, casings have been hard to get the last several years. And sometimes the only place to get them is from China. No other country has any. America does not have enough casings.
Mm-hmm.
We don't produce enough. And now that's not saying that theirs is. Who knows? They have pretty good buying power. Maybe they bought a warehouse full of American-made casings, and they just keep them stored for hard times. I don't know. But if there is something, it would probably be the casing. If you're going to try and avoid everything from China, I would suggest going to the Rocky Mountains and learn how to forage.
Mm-hmm.
There's virtually nothing at Walmart you can buy.
That's where I would think, China. You know, and I'm not a vegetarian or advocate for it or anything, but that's where I would think.
But you did play one on TV.
I have, and I stayed in a Holiday Inn Express in Laurel once.
Yeah.
But listen, could a casing be made from plant product?
Oh, yeah. That's the ones that don't snap.
Yeah.
Those are cellulose.
Well, see, they got to snap, in my opinion.
Right. And that's why.
It's all about the snap.
And yeah, that they do make cellulose casings, and that's mm-hmm. like Johnsonville uses that, not on their brats, but on their other sausages. Mm-hmm. That's what Oscar Mayer uses, what Hillshire Farms uses.
Yeah.
It's the cellulose. There's nothing wrong with it from a health standpoint. It's just the quality of your sausage is.
Somebody was at the door.
Was going to be. Well, you know what? We're not the doorman.
I know it.
We're not the doorman.
I just happened to notice something. Around your head. I know it wasn't halo.
It was the nimbus glow from the lights hitting my skull.
Anyway, I don't see cats out there anymore, so I don't get distracted by the cats.
Oh, I didn't tell you the menu. So that you could if you would have been able to pair. Started out with a charcuterie board, 3 different kinds of meat, 3 different kinds of cheeses. Missy helped me out, Missy Van Arnsdale. Who stepped in for you when we did the Sip and Chew experience while you're out. She has these wonderful, and I should ask Bill what the technical name is. They look like petite little strawberries, Mike, that no bigger than an M&M. That's full grown. Little bitter when you buy it, but they're she was into foraging and has all this stuff that's edible to eat. They look fantastic on the plate. A neat little flavor, not nearly as sweet as you would think. And a bitter finish to them. And then some edible flowers that she brought in that were great. And, man, it was just beautiful the way she said it. And I let her do the charcuterie plate.
Mm-hmm.
And she did a beautiful job with it. Because I know, you know, a lady's touch is going to be better than my old, you know, meat hands here. Than old meat hands here. Then did a new sampler for them tonight.
Yeah.
Did 3 bites. The first one, one I think you've had before, the black and blue carpaccio, which is the, the crostini, the filet, and the blue cheese and all that. Did an antebellum, which the crostini had homemade pimento cheese, a fried Wickles pickle, and bacon mixed in through it. Mm-hmm. And then the third one is brisket on a biscuit. Little tea biscuits. Got Mary B's. I had to go to 3 grocery stores to find them to get the Mary B's tea biscuits. And I had smoked some beef earlier in the week.
Mm-hmm.
A big chunk of meat. Mm. So I did took that meat and just cut it a little square. So you got a biscuit, you got a square of that smoked Texas beef, and the sawmill gravy on it. And then you put the lid back on the biscuit. So they had 3 different little bites there. The soup that we did for the Rogers, the Creole Mock Show, did that one, no blackened shrimp this time. Someone had a seafood allergy, shellfish allergy.
Mm-hmm.
So blackened chicken. Missy said she thought it was actually better with the chicken than with the shrimp. It was a different soup altogether simply because you didn't have that shrimp flavor in there that gets into the stock when you make it. It was still very good, and you're a soup guy. You'd have liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then our contribution, we finished off at on the entree did some of my Judgment Day ribs, which is the beef short ribs braised in Judge Roy Bean Coffee Stout, one of the best stout beers on the planet. I love that stuff.
Just beef short ribs, man. That's great.
And then did them over smoked Gouda and bacon grits. And man, they you know, spoon a little of that jus from the pan on top of it. And, and then Mike goes back and goes, you got any more of that jus? We'll take a cup of that and a couple of straws.
Kind of like John Gibson's Italian dish, you know.
Right, yeah, the cioppino.
After you get all that stuff out of the top and you get down
I just want to drink the liquor.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
My favorite.
And then, the bread was perfect. Anyway,
And then, you know, they did not contract for a dessert because the honoree
everybody was on
loves Gunkles.
Does what?
Gunkles. The...
oh yeah,
the cake that's gluten-free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that cake was gorgeous. It looked it's Dubagesse, very tall, several layers, lots of chocolate on it. We didn't get any. Well, eight slices there were nine people, so but it was a stunning cake, and like I say, you can't make bread without gluten. But you can make cake without gluten, and Gunkel's cakes are phenomenal if you haven't had them, and they're cookies too. And for people who have celiac disease, where gluten is a genuine, unpleasant experience, it's a great company.
I drove by. We talking about the place on Highway 90?
I don't know where it is.
Well, it's on Highway 90 there.
Okay, Mike says it's on Highway 90. I think it is. It's officially on Highway 90.
Government Street. And
we'll make up your mind. Is it Government
Right
Street?
Next to, right next to Preston. Society Shell.
I don't know where that is.
Preston Shell.
I've never heard of it.
I think it's Ann and Government. And I think so. And I drove by there last Sunday and I go, I wonder if that place is still up. But now you just answered my question. Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing great. They're doing fantastic business. I met or was introduced to Gunkel's the same event, which was Taste of Mobile, when I discovered Mad Dog Barbecue Sauce and Rini's Honey Butter, which. You've had the Rini's honey butter, right, Leanna?
Oh, yes. Okay. I love
She's working honey on butter. Savory butters now. Got a chipotle butter. Imagine that mug just melting on top of your steak.
Well, you know what I love? I love a sweet potato. And I love putting that cinnamon butter and brown sugar. Now they got that out there in the stores.
Yeah.
But I still have to add some to it.
Yeah. The toffee butter that she does. Oh, my gosh, that's good. And then the original was the blackberry butter, which is just unreal.
How about salted caramel? They need a salted caramel.
I think they do. Yeah. Yeah, they do have that.
Mike.
Does Remy's have it?
That's what we're talking about.
Does Remy's has a salt? Remy's have
it's
a...
Ends.
Ends, okay. Do they have a salted caramel?
I believe they do. Meredith, if you're listening, let Mike know you have a salted caramel.
I want to say that I've tried it there. Maybe it's a seasonal thing or possibly, you know, maybe something like that.
Yeah, let's patent it just in case they don't.
I was talking.
Y'all stop being mean.
I was talking to the folks last night at the dinner party, and I was talking about World Food Championships in Orange Beach when we went. And we were trying the different products, and there was this one tent that was two different people from Texas who knew each other. One guy did like pies, and she did like jams. So he was making his pies with her jams. They're sitting there and demoing it. And then she would, you know, she had these little tea biscuits that she would give you to try the different jams. And I said, these jams are phenomenal. The pies are great. Where did you get these biscuits? She said, it's just something I made to demo. I said, you need to make those. They're some of the best biscuits I've ever had in my life. And I said, this is your next expansion. You need to make these, cut them out, freeze them, and sell them so people can take them home like Pillsbury.
Yeah.
And she I was kind of like, I never really thought. I said, I'm telling you, I'm from Alabama. I lived in Tennessee and Mississippi and Florida. I've eaten a lot of biscuits. Those are phenomenal biscuits. You need to sell them. So hopefully.
She said they were tea biscuits?
Yeah, she was doing tea just so she could, you know, serve them out. And it, real quick, some people don't know what tea biscuit is. It's a really tiny biscuit.
Yeah, I love them.
Yeah.
Bite size.
Yeah, bite size.
Knock on wood.
343-0106. When we get back, we're going to talk about something. I don't know what.
I want to talk about where I eat.
We'll do that.
Hotline. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Michael, I have a recipe for you sent in from a listener.
Yeah?
Melanie sends in this recipe. 2 cups canola or vegetable oil. 2 frozen adult Texas brown, Chilean rose, or similar sized tarantulas, thawed. 1 cup tempura batter, 1 teaspoon smoked paprika. You can go a little fried tarantula, Mike.
I want a tarantula. I'm going to bring it in to visit with you when I'm
through. If it helps.
As long as I know about it.
Pretend it's soft shell crab. You like soft shell crab, right?
Sometimes.
I have a friend that won't eat soft shell crab because he said it looks like a tarantula. He won't even try it. He said it looks like a spider. I won't eat it.
I ate it at Los Rancheros
the other day. Our good friend Armando's place out in Sims. Carl and I went up when he got back from driving around the state of Mississippi for a couple of days. Had a good meal. I had huevos al gusto, which translates into eggs how you like them.
Oh, okay.
But I had them scrambled with chorizo in them.
Never understood people eat scrambled eggs.
Because the chorizo won't go in it if it's fried. Oh, okay. I do like scrambled eggs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we both had Mexican this week. Because I ate at El Pasito.
Where is this?
It's in Daphne, just past Bear's Farm Market. It's on the right. It used to be a Cajun store.
I just pointed at it yesterday and said that's the best Mexican restaurant.
They are. Not taking anything away from anyway. There's just something different about that restaurant. The food is off the charts, phenomenal.
And it simply could be that it's the region from Mexico that they're getting the recipes from, and it's not what you're used to.
Right.
So it's different.
Authentic.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Rio is very authentic. They've got a sister restaurant, Via del Rey, right around the corner here. We have La Cucina.
Yeah.
These are all real Mexican restaurants. They're all very good.
Yeah.
And which is not to say that Tex-Mex is bad. It's a different cuisine.
Similar. Los Rancheros, when it first came to town 30-something years ago, when I first got in the wine business, so they've been here about 35, 36 years, this restaurant over here.
Yep. That was the first, right?
That's where I met Armando, and I met
his whole family.
Ruben and the whole family, Fernando Chavez. But that Los Rancheros right there, people were so used to El Chico's.
Yeah.
It had a hard time taking off.
Which, that's not Tex-Mex. The El Chico's, Applebee's, that kind of stuff is its own cuisine branch called Gringo Mex. It's a little more redneck than it is southern.
Yeah.
It's Americanized. Mexican. But hey, the other day I was riding around Baldwin County and I thought, you know what? I got to go see John.
John, where?
In Fish River.
Fish River. What a wonderful place, Fish River.
I wish John would call in sometime.
Yeah, it would be nice, but we never see John call in. Would you bring John up on line one, by the way?
He's there already.
What's up, buddy?
I was waiting for him.
Hey, buddy. He
usually
changes colors up on our screen, so I thought it was still sitting there waiting on. Hey, buddy, I understand you ran into some some hairy boy band gentlemen recently.
Hairy boy band what now?
Mike Bailey. You see this big wavy hairdo he's got going on in here.
Yeah, he's quite the slave to fashion. But Leanne, let me ask you something.
You want
a tarantula. What are you going to do with a tarantula? You going to put him in the car next to you?
Put on
the seatbelt and say, hey, let's go for a ride.
Put a little harness around him,
I'll make a harness for my Yorkie. He can ride my Yorkie.
Get him a guy I talked to
from North Alabama.
A top hat.
Going across I-10 one time. He said, I'd love to have an alligator. I said, you would? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you get one around here? I said, well, you can go out there and try and find one, but what are you going to do with it? You know, so you're going to put him in the back of your pickup truck and ride around, give him a cigar. You know, I'm going to
John and I are going to put him in the smokers, what we going to do, right, John?
Yeah. But I got a question for you. Where can I find a retail outlet for Murder Point oysters?
Ooh, well, you know, we were getting some messages from David Calametti earlier, who was just doing an oyster thing. So maybe David could add that information if he gets a chance. I'm not out looking around for it, so I don't know.
Well, the only place I understood you could get them was down here at Fisher's in Orange Beach. They're the only, you know, they were raised for Fisher's, from what I understood.
Yeah. Well, according to David here, it says BLB Retail is about a battery right before the bridge.
So that's it. All you got to do is go to the complete other side of the Gulf Coast of Alabama.
Yeah. And there it is.
Take the ferry.
Well, I was telling Mike the other day, I said, I made a shrimp pie, and yeah. I was thinking of you and Stu. Mm. And I said, I wish I would have had some oysters. I would have made an oyster pie.
Mm. He didn't think of us too much. He didn't bring us any.
Have you shared any of your sausage with him?
Well, if he'd been here, I would have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All this good on Dewey sausage, you ain't giving him even a bite.
I don't think you don't get that much on Dewey in a package.
Hey, John, I have news for you.
What's that?
David Calametti just texted and said that BLB will be opening a shop at the Wharf in May.
Ah.
There you go, buddy. That's a good place for a seafood shop. That place needs a seafood shop.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, that area.
We need more seafood shops around here in general.
We do.
You know, we live right here on Mobile Bay in the Gulf of Mexico, mm-hmm. and trying to find a place to sell seafood is hard to do.
Don't buy it at a grocery store.
I see it all the time.
It's just, you know.
There's one over there on 181. There's one in Foley. There's one in on the main strip of Foley. There's a place right there on 181, right down from south of 64. There's... You got two down at Blaylock's. You got Blaylock's. You got two of them.
Blaylock's and Gulf Shores, yeah.
And then you got what? Bob's or Buddy's down in Bonsecour and
Billy Seafood.
Are you practicing alliteration? Are you working on pronouncing your words that start with the letter B? By the way, the Broussard Bayou on Dewey.
But I mean, like you go down here to the Gulf, and they sell primarily shrimp. You don't get that very much swordfish or...
Right, and I've got a seafood shop in Sims, and it's kind of the same way. It's it's mostly just shrimp and crawfish.
Oh, yeah, there's some in
there. It'll be a fish each day. It's usually white trout, and it's usually more than a day old.
So. See, I like scallops, and I prefer scallops over shrimp. And I can't find a scallop at too many places.
Well, that's because we don't have scallops in the Gulf, Mike. You're doing an imported seafood when you do. Which is not to say don't do scallops. Mm-hmm. They're wonderful. We just don't happen to have them here. So, yeah.
It's important from Tampa Bay.
Well,
Bay,
a guy
right?
from Rouse's, mm-hmm. one of their chefs taught me how to cook them perfectly. Mm-hmm. And he only used like three ingredients, and they were just phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to get... Yeah. Scallop is too delicate a flavor mm-hmm. for you to cover it up with something. I did this great scallop dish one time. It's like, this is a great concept. Mm-hmm. Do a heavy cream sauce with it, blue cheese, horseradish. Mm-hmm. Well, by the time you do heavy cream, blue cheese, and horseradish, you can't taste the scallops.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I had to switch it to a shrimp dish or something a little stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah, salt, pepper, oil. That's pretty much really all you need for scallops. It's all
you know what
took
good shrimp? It might work for scallops, too.
What's that?
Here's a sticky rice cooker. I talked to a guy in Birmingham, and he cooks his shrimp in a rice cooker all the time.
It's very similar to an air fryer, and people are starting to cook meat in air fryers a lot. And sometimes it's mixed. Sometimes they're getting fantastic results.
I love my air fryer.
Yeah, I used one at the gig last night for the fried pickles.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to go. John, you want to give us a provolone?
I give you a provolone.
Provolone, John.
How about a baba ganoush?
Provolone.
All right.
Somebody says that this guy said he had a tarantula for 17 years. Makes a great pet.
Yay. Oh, I thought he was going to say
just
like every day for breakfast.
To yourself. Keep your pets to yourself.
All right, folks, get out there. These people are working hard. Everyone's understaffed. The shrimp boats don't have anybody on them. Shrimp boats can't get nobody to work on them.
I know nobody get anybody to work.
Yeah.
Quit giving people free money and make them go to work.
Free, brother. That's my money.
And I heard it takes $6,500. To create that 1500.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, y'all.
Provolone.
Paramount Tax Relief is here to help. Need to file your taxes, but your local tax shop is closed?
We can help.
Our certified tax agents will work with you over the phone to get your unfiled tax returns in order.
Have you received a wage garnishment notice or bank levy?
We can help.
Our legal team will negotiate with the IRS to remove garnishments, levies, and penalties. Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and don't know what to do?
We can help.
Our professional experts have been in your shoes. They are compassionate, honest, and will find a resolution plan that's